Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm super excited because I'm here tonight with Aaron and Wendy and Michelle, and we're going to kind of do a little bit of a funny episode, which is who you should be afraid of on the tennis courts. Everybody on this call started out as 2-5s. This was actually Wendy's idea. So let's start with Wendy on what advice you would give to someone when they're starting as far as who you should be afraid of when you see it on the tennis court.
Yes. Well, the first one that comes to mind is beware of the woman in a velour tracksuit.
Yes.
That's just it.
I feel like we need a photo of this woman.
I told you that. I told you guys last time that got back into tennis, got on a court with a woman who was in a velour maroon tracksuit and thought this was going to be easy. And, you know, I'm pretty sure 32 minutes later, I got, you know, swept.
32. I'm going to jump in and say two different populations. One, much older people than myself.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I feel like they have so much experience. I played with my doubles partner years ago against two, I want to say, this is not an exaggeration, they were 70 years old. And my partner and I thought, not that it was going to be easy, but we were like, we got this. We're like 30 years younger, you know, and they proceeded to beat us like 6-2, 6-1. And I only remember the score because I think our captain put it in wrong and someone complained and we had to like call the coordinator to fix it. But they just wiped us because we ran all over the place and they just placed the ball wherever they wanted. They barely moved and we just thought it was going to be the easiest match in the world. And it was complete opposite. And the other population that I'm afraid of even more so now are the 20-year-olds that are out there that I have to play singles against.
Yeah, we're someone's child that decided to play on their team. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, the 18-over team. It's like a 20-year-old girl, you know, still in college, but, you know, home for the summer playing like summer singles or something against my 40-plus, well into my 40-year-old, you know.
Oh my gosh, I just have to jump in. This is Michelle. I have so much to add to that. I had a season where I literally lost to the mom and then I literally lost to the daughter. But the reverse order. I think I played the daughter first, then the mom. And I thought, if grandma rolls out here and beats me in tennis, I'm going to get a new sport. So I think both of those things could be. I'm a little scared of everybody. I think if someone's very tall or very, like, looks like they go to the gym and lift, like, a lot of weights.
Right.
Like they're very, like, lots of muscles.
Yeah.
Like, or if they have tennis jewelry, like a tennis racket necklace, I just feel like they've been playing long enough to school me. I think I've mentioned before the tennis tattoo. That is commitment.
Yes,
that is.
The sport. So they're certainly going to be working on their backhand and their serve. And
they're paying for lessons.
Yeah. And a big bag. As mentioned before, the bigger the bag, the more scared I am. But I've heard people say the opposite too. Like if someone comes out in a tank top, nothing tennis-y at all, like just workout clothes, they have, you know, just proceeded to like lay it down.
That's Carolyn. Carolyn's afraid of those people.
Yeah, they're scary too. Like I said, I'm scared of the dark. So yeah.
I played a woman a couple seasons ago that came out and it wasn't so much scary. It was just really awkward. And I didn't really know how the match was going to go because she warmed up with me. We were actually in a doubles match. So four of us were warming up on the court, but she warmed up in Beats headphones like she was Serena Williams. And I was like, this is going to go one of two ways.
She could have been listening to 50 Shades of Grey on Audible books. Couldn't get away from it. So
maybe she was listening to not that, but maybe like an inspirational. No, I just felt like she was listening to like Rocky music.
Rocky music. I was just getting ready to say that. She was totally listening to Rocky.
Yeah, yeah.
But have you seen anybody do anything else odd that kind of scared you on the court? Like for me once, or more than once probably too, but when someone goes to their bag, and I don't have a bag, so that doesn't apply to me, but they go to their bag and they get like a new racket or they like all of a sudden between sets change the grip or they they add something to like a dampener, or they just do anything. It could just be ritualistic, because there's a lot of us out there that have like the way they like to do things.
Yes, little quirks, little quirks.
Yeah. Just saying, no fingers pointed at anyone, but we all have them. But that would make me a little scared of about.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to change my grip mid.
Or just change, yeah. Or, well, or, you know, I've seen someone take off their sports bra under their. That's a true story, which, you know, it was summertime and, you know, whatever. But that was interesting and also just, scary.
Just took off their sports bra on the
You know, tour. Like the change in your shirt thing.
Yes.
Like, so like she just your arm in and then, woo, it comes out the other side.
So yeah. Then she just didn't play with a bra the rest of the time?
Well, or? I think she had a built-in one to her.
Tank top or something?
Yeah, the tank top had a, it was just too much. It was too much for her and she needed to break free from that. So she did. And yeah, but that was a little intimidating to be in the middle of a match and have them try it. Or like if they also have on a lot of, I don't know, knee braces, ankle braces, calf protectors, a wrist, braces. like they've been, they're not afraid to get hurt to beat you because they've been injured and they're still out there. So.
Oh no. See, I look at it, we're injured. I don't want to move. So I learned how to place the ball so well. So I'm going to make you move while I'm jacked up in my brace.
Yes.
But then I usually end up hitting the ball out because I'm like, I'm going to move this person. I'm going to hit it side to side. And then I end up doing too much. Right? Yeah.
I've collected a lot of evidence on this and it's not always the case. I think they put it on to make you think that. And then, or they've adapted to it. And they're like, I've got this bad knee and I'm just going to use my left hand if I need to.
Maybe an older set
right.
coupled with the brace. That is a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
You as their opponent sure. will not survive.
Yeah. What about the people who tell you really casually right before you start that, yeah, they just came from their boot class camp.
Uh-huh.
Yes. They've been up for 5 hours. They had a 7-mile run and they're just going to beat you real quick in tennis. Yeah. This is like supposed to be your whole exercise for the day.
Yeah.
And she considers it her like cool down period.
Right.
Yeah. That's also
this is what we do to wind down. Yeah. And this is what I do to make sure I stay alive.
Yeah. I've known people that are like, oh yeah. You know, they just casually throw in that they had a 5-mile run that, you know, like before they came up to the match, or whatever. I'm like, really? Like we could be out here for a couple hours and they just ran, you know, they just ran, did a quick 5-mile run or whatever. And I'm like, oh. This could go one of two ways again.
We were in playoffs here, and in between the sets, the other team, one of the women on the other team, went over to her bag, pulled out a cooler, and cracked open a beer.
Yes.
In playoffs.
Yes.
And so then you're like, well, yay you, but what do you right. know that I don't? Because what superpower is this going to give you now? You know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did you guys end up winning that match, Wendy? Do you remember?
We did. That took us to state.
Oh, good.
That was nice. But it gave me pause.
Yeah.
But that's why I can't do any of the club. I can't do any of the social events at the club. I can't walk and chew gum. You think you're going to put alcohol in me and a tennis racket?
And tennis racket, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One of our friends played somebody that smoked a cigarette before the match.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds very relaxing.
Actually, I'm just kidding. Sure that the drink, I'm pretty sure the drinker also had that smoker's, you know, voice. So I'm sure they went hand in hand, but she abstained from one.
Yeah.
Went for the other.
Yeah, I would be really upset if I lost to someone that just smoked. I think it's just the whole principle of it, you know, like they're smoking before the match that
right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You would be thinking about ways to get them to stop smoking. Like, what should I say to them that will make them realize this is so bad for their health? How can I get through to them?
Yeah. This is not something to be scared of, but I remember a couple years ago, there's like an afternoon time slot for, I don't know if it's like a combo league or something, but I remember there was a lady that kind of rushed in last minute, like forgetting that she was supposed to be playing, like it was like around lunchtime and she just completely forgot. So she rushed in to play her match and all she had a racket, but she was in jeans. And I remember my friend that played her was like, if I lose to the lady that shows up, runs on the court in a pair of jeans, she was going to be so upset. So, but it did, it kind of like messed with her head. Like the whole time she was like, I have to win this match because it's so ridiculous that I'm playing someone that's playing in a pair of jeans.
Yeah. Did she win? I'm dying to
Yes.
Win.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. See, all of her stories are like, but then I won.
Right. I know.
These might be tall tales. I'm just saying.
Thanks to Michelle, Wendy, and Erin. We had so much fun doing this. If you know of anything else adult recreational players should be afraid of, please message us on our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.